and welcome to We Got This, the official broadcast of BAPSWE, the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers. I'm your standing host today, Jason Bell, and with me today, as always, is Sharon Rose Giddens. How are you doing, Sharon?
I'm doing quite fine. I'm quite happy to be here, and it's really good always to be back with you.
Yes, and you know it very well. I worked on it all month long. That I got the pronunciation correct. BAPSWE.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. We are so proud of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And of course, every president needs a deputy. And you will correct me, Anita Welch-Gittins, if I call you by the incorrect title. Welcome. Welcome back to the program. And just give us your job title and we'll talk about what we are all gathered here to do today.
Thank you for having me. I am the vice president of BAPSWE and it's good to be here.
And with us today, we have a special guest from the National Peace Program. Nicolette Williams is the Assistant Director responsible for Rehabilitation and Therapy in the NPP National Peace Program. Nicolette, welcome and thanks for coming.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited as well to be here. Thank you.
Excellent. Let's get right into it then. So bearing in mind that we are back to school, we are in back to school season, I wanted to highlight the work of the BAPSWE as well as the NPP, because as we all know, our social worker's job is never done. And I've been hearing about a special project that you've been working on called LYRIC in association or in collaboration with the NPP's Parent Wise program. So we'll start with Sharon Rose, as you are coordinator of LYRIC, and Anita, then we'll go on to you, Nicolette, as we speak about Parent Wise. So tell us a little bit more about your role, responsibilities under the LYRIC project. And what it is, what is LYRIC?
Yeah, what is LYRIC? And I'm sure those who are listening is wondering, what is LYRIC? But there's some persons, definitely in St. Michael, St. Andrew, and St. George, who will be familiar with LYRIC. And LYRIC is linking young children to realize ideal choices. And we're specifically looking at co-parenting families. And our child is usually that child between the ages of 6 to 10 whose biological father is out of the household. So the whole project, the whole program is centered around building better communication between the co-parent for the sake of that child who basically is really the one in which the communication should be centered about and should really be focusing on. But obviously we have children and I'm also the researcher on the project. So all of this is guided by science. So here it is. We would have done the research, linking and speaking to the mothers as it relates to their relationship to the absentee father. And we've recognized some interesting situations coming out from that research. So as we go on and as we're here to talk about it, then I think we will be able to share a little bit more on the research. But it's really about wanting our children to be able to navigate and to be successful in their school life. And remember, we're talking about 6 to 10-year-olds who right now have been performing quite poorly as relates to their schoolwork.
It occurs to me that your performance in school is a reflection of your home environment. And Anita, I want you to speak a little bit to that, as well as the actual, was there a theme or a slogan to this LYRIC project?
Okay. Yes, there are a couple of things that we work on that we hope can change the home environment. Now, there's three things that we do that are very important. One is to talk about co-parenting and what it is, and focusing on the child. So we want to teach the parents and help them to understand how their behavior affects the children in a family. The second thing we do, we share on anger. And as we can see with what's happening in Barbados right now, there's a lot of anger and we can see what's going on there. So we teach the children and their parents how to navigate their angry feelings, you know, how to hold on, think before they act and things like that. So it's very important that the parents and the children learn about that. And the third thing is communication. Now, in any relationship, communication is key, regardless, parents, children, parent. So we talk about how to communicate and the different types of communication that we see. And what I would like to say, especially now it's back to school, is that parents listen to your children. You know, listening is communicating. And I think communicating is a really big one, because sometimes we don't understand the different types. And we're really pushing those three. And that would help our children and our parents. Number one, mother and father co-parent. And number two, focus on the children and listen to them and behave in difference.
And the key slogan that we emphasize is really that co-parenting lives matter. So our co-parent lives matter, and it is, as we would talk about Black Lives Matter and everything else, for us to start recognizing as a co-parent, your roles and responsibilities are just as important and even very significant at this time as we speak about that type of family unit.
Yeah, just because you're not a custodial parent, and I'll speak to this as a man, not a parent, but I like to advocate for men who are in some very challenging situations here in Barbados. Just because you're not a custodial parent doesn't mean that your input is not important, not necessary. Your influence is very much important as a man and as a parent. So I love the slogan, co-parenting lives, as in plural, not just one life, not just the custodial parent, not just the mother, let's be real. Both lives, both of their lives, both of their inputs matter to the life, most importantly, of the child. That's what it's all about. So Nicolette, let's go over to you. I'm curious to hear about how your own efforts at the NPP, and specifically with the Parent Wise program, how did it dovetail with the Lyrics program? Tell us a little bit more about the relationship between the NPP and Backstreet.
Thank you, Jason. So Parent Wise is a national community parent program across Barbados with four other CSOs, and Backstreet being one of the five. So we have five CSOs that are facilitating our Parent Wise workshops or sessions across Barbados in the 11 parishes. Backstreet has been in collaboration and partnership with the National Peace Program, even through the Attorney General's office, with other programs before Parent Wise came about. So it's nothing new. And we know that they do great work. We know that there is a great impact in the communities, in the welfare department, at the social workers organization. We know that they do great work. So it was like, snap fingers, Backstreet up here. We need to have them on board. And with the Lyrics program, when we saw that entire curriculum come to us, we said, this is something that is needed for the children of Barbados, for the parents. And then the niche that stood out was the co-parenting, because we know that a lot of fathers and mothers struggle with co-parenting and even struggle in single parenting. So to have this Lyrics program focus on how the parent can be effective as a single parent and then cross over to the effectiveness for co-parenting was just paramount for us to have in our Parent Wise program. Because our Parent Wise program is scheduled every single day to focus on improving family dynamics, we always look at offering support and education to parents and the households while raising children, or while raising children that they guard as well. Because we don't look at the mothers and fathers, we want to also focus on the grandparents, the aunties, the uncles. They also raise those children too. Having Backstreet in our Parent Wise program, we are definitely excited. We see the great work that they do. There's a lot of weekly great outcomes that come out of their workshops. So yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for breaking that down and the purpose behind that. I guess without going into too much detail because of time restrictions, let us know about the methodology. Any other details that you'd like the public to know?
The selection was not necessarily persons just jumping in. We were in collaboration with the welfare department. As you know, and as we recognize, there are families, very vulnerable families in our community, where we have children who, and parents, as we keep saying, who are very vulnerable. And if it is a situation where they could recommend and recognize that you had families, single parent families within that particular, with children within that particular age group that they can recognize and could benefit from the program, then they're the ones who we reached out to, and they're the ones who have responded. So it's really a collaboration as well with our social agency, our social protection agencies, to ensure that it's not just the other side of parenting or the other side of protection. It's also that for the parent as well as the child. We have been doing good work so far. We've covered the parish of St. Michael as well as St. Andrew and St. George, and we're moving into St. Lucy next with the program. But all thanks can go to us. I think Nicolette is responsible.
We definitely want to hit all parishes, and that is the aim for sure.
Please tell us a little bit about some memorable moments, or do you have any success stories, even if anything is currently going on right now, or memorable moments?
I could say one of our memorable moments is going to Golden Square with the families, and they finding their names. And then we come back and they create their family tree, you know, so we get with the fathers there and the mothers and the children together. They work together with both sides of the family, and then they tell us about their family. So that's a really nice, memorable moment.
That's and also really beautiful.
How,
yeah.
Yes, and how they got their names, you know, and they tell us about their names. So, you know, it's personal, and it's a really lovely moment.
It's such a beautiful sight, and I encourage anyone who's not been to Golden Square Freedom Park in Bridgetown to make it down there. It really has a connection. There's something psychic that happens. And I think that's the point of that. It's ready to have a connection. Look, yeah, so correct. I love that. Beautiful.
And they love it too. They love it. And they show basically you are part of the family. You belong to a particular...
Something bigger than yourself.
Yes, bigger than yourself. And then we go across as well, then to Hero Square. And you know, we have the new... So there is a cultural appreciation of our heritage that's built into understanding, where we came from and where we're going. And also recognizing at the point where your name is formed, it's really something that came out of two parents at some point in time, you know? So truly, it has been very impactful. Can I share one memorable moment as well, relates to the research and sharing with the families was coming out of the research and hearing mothers saying that they really did not recognize the feelings of the father, the absentee father. So you have the moms who feel stressed out. They feel they can't cope. They really don't know how to get through the relationship with the dad, you know, and coping with the children has been a challenge. And they themselves have not really had a relationship with their own father. But then when we show and explain to them, the fathers on the other side are feeling neglected. They're uninvolved. And they really want to be part of the child's life, but clearly there is that need for greater communication. And I think that's where lyrics comes in and help both sides of this unit to be more impactful for the sake of the children.
All right. I want to close out today's program. The message as we enter into the new school year to parents or to the children as they return back to school. Starting with you, Nicolette.
So I will say to parents, equip yourself every day to get to know your children. And children, listen to your parents so you can have great relationships.
Excellent. Anita?
I would say to the children, give of your best. Ask questions. If you don't understand, ask questions. And to the parents, please listen to your children. And if you can help them, help your children. And if you have to ask questions, ask the teachers, ask the children, but keep in connection with your children.
Excellent. And last, but by no means least, Sharon Rose, your message, along with the contact information on how persons can get in contact with MAPSWE, and any final messages for our listeners.
Okay, so my message to the children, going back to school, and children in co-parenting relationships, I really want you to be able to say, okay, I spend time with mommy and I spend time with daddy and it's okay. Children may talk about their nuclear family or their blended family or whatever family type. You can talk now about your co-parent family. I also want you to be able to talk to mommy, talk to daddy. And for both mommy and daddy to understand your parenting styles are different and it's okay to be different. Our research says that the request is for greater finances, but also too, we want to put in a plug for your presence is just as important or more important. So if the daddy doesn't have the money and that yourself, you feel inadequate because you don't have the money. Be present right now. Just be present. So enjoy school. And that's we then contact information. We're 240-8572. And that's WhatsAppable as well. And you have, listen up, we're also on IG, Batsui246. And our email address is barbadossocialworkers@gmail.com. School life is usually a very demanding time, both for parents and children, but I know we can get through this together. I'm very, very much in peace.
I also wanted to give a special shout out to the social workers in our schools and those within the Ministry of Education. So special shout out to our school counselors, our safety officers, our school social workers, and our truancy officers, our school attendance officers. Keep up the awesome work, and I trust that you have a truly amazing and productive school year.
And with that, let's remind the listeners that all parenting lives matter. Whether you, the child, father, get along, it's all about the best interests of the children to make sure they thrive regardless of their familial situations. And parents can leverage the technology, the FaceTime. Nothing beats a physical presence, but in lieu of that, phone call, video message, WhatsApp, whatever.
Even a birthday card, okay?
It does. So thank you so much, Sharon. Thank you so much, Anita. And thank you so much, Nicolette, from the National Peace Program. As we end today's episode of We Got This. Thank you so
much.
Have
a wonderful day. We got this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Nicolette. Thank you, Anita.